name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Very warm welcome to our worship this morning, either here or at home. One or two things to say. First is to have a chance to give thanks for the beauty of this place, but thank you to all those who helped decorate St. Mary's just before Christmas. Thank you to our lovely director of music and organist that's up there in the loft, and these choristers behind me who've sung through what are, I know, trying circumstances. It's not ideal for us, but we're very thankful to have music as part of our worship, to our servers who've been here. And thank you to everyone who's supported the church over this year that's drawing to a close. Particularly financially, it's been a difficult year. If you get the chance and you're looking at your standing orders, you can perhaps tweak them if you pay by standing order or give some cash. I did this morning, thought, well, I better give a bit more St. Mary's, just notch it up a little bit, just to help support and sustain the ministry of the church in this really challenging time. So just a great sense of thanksgiving as we go through Christmas. And to sort of finish that bit off, St. Richard's at Seacroft sent me a card to all of us, really, to thank us for our support for the food bank running from there that has, like most food banks, sadly been needed over the last year, perhaps more so, but really to express their thanksgiving for the support that we have shown them over the last year. Just one more notice to say no Eucharist on Wednesday this week, but we will be here, of course, next Sunday, to celebrate the Epiphany.
Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Therefore, let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. God, our Father, you sent your Son full of grace and truth. Forgive our failure to receive him. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, our Saviour, you were born in poverty and laid in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Spirit of love, your servant Mary responded joyfully to your call. Forgive the hardness of our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself and cleanse you from all your sins, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty, worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as he came to share in our humanity, so we may share the life of his divinity, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First reading is a reading from the prophet Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the angels said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You can't get better than a quick fit fitter. Have a break, have a Kit Kat. Mild green fairy liquid. It's remarkable how advertising slogans can get lodged in our memory, even fairy liquid, and you'll all have your own favourites. And it's often because we have heard or seen something that it takes hold in us, that when we come to buy new tyres or are hovering in the biscuit aisle or by the washing up liquid, we are influenced subtly by the messages we have taken in. And if that's true for advertising, then it must be true for what we hear when we gather together here at St. Mary's. Over time, words and phrases get lodged, not just in terms of scripture, though that can often happen, but also more widely in what we sing and in our liturgy, the words we say in worship. This morning, with the focal point of our sanctuary, the crib beneath the altar, I want to offer you a couple of phrases that have lodged themselves in my mind, particularly this year, one from a carol and one from the Eucharistic prayer. And both, I think, have something to say to us at the moment. First then, name that carol from which these words come. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Of course, it's a line from O Little Town of Bethlehem, and we actually have it later on in the service, not that I'd plan that at all. And the words of it were written by an American Episcopal priest in the 19th century following a visit to Bethlehem. He saw the town in the distance and was inspired to write those words. That image of hopes and fears is one that speaks to us, especially at the moment in these days when the hoped-for Christmas evaporated before our eyes last weekend. The hope of a bit more normality, of gathering with those whom you love, even if just for a short time, had been taken away by an evolving virus. And so I wonder, perhaps then, have our fears been rekindled a little bit? The tears and the lockdowns remain. When will it end, we ask? When will we return to normal? When can we have a hug with those whom we love? We can, of course, hope that the coming year will be different, but having been through this last one, our fears are never far away. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight, met in thee, met in Jesus. Somehow this small child wordlessly says something into our time. A parent of a new child knows well the territory of hopes and fears, hopes that they will be okay, fears because there are no guarantees. And hopes and fears are held in tension, of course, as we navigate life. At the moment, in some ways, it seems as though the fears have the upper hand. And yet, as we look at the child, we meet Emmanuel, God with us. At the end of that carol, whatever our hopes and fears, we know that somehow the answer is bound up with the bundle of life in the crib. So we sing the closing words that are a prayer, triumphantly, aided by that marvellous English folk tune adapted by Ralph Vaughan Williams, O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. These words seem true at every Christmas, but never more so now, mindful of the hopes and fears we all carry at the moment. And that takes me to my second phrase, an inspired bit of language from the preface in the Eucharistic prayer we use at the moment. A preface are words that set the scene for recalling the Last Supper and Jesus' words to his disciples. It brings to mind great themes, perhaps, of the day or the season, words of praise and faith and hope. The author of them is unknown, at least to me, but the words are attributed to liturgists from the Roman Catholic Church. If I knew whom the author was, I'd write and say thank you, for the words are spot on. It says, and you'll hear them later, in him, Jesus, that is, we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. Having already said that at the moment, in this season, we ponder the mystery of the Word made flesh. That image for me of being caught up is memorable. There are many ways to read it, but all of them will be dynamic, for this is the language of participation. So when we look upon the crib, we are more than observers, for we see our God made visible, and so are caught up through it into the life of God. And we bring the hopes and fears, whatever they are, knowing that God knows and God cares, because in Jesus God was amongst us. In Jesus, the God whom we cannot see got his hands dirty in the mess and muddle of human life and transformed it. And that is what Christmas is all about a God who comes among us and knows and loves and transforms. It has been and will continue to be for a time a difficult and challenging time. But whilst we need to acknowledge and name the fears that have been part of all our lives, this trauma and the fear of what next that we all carry, we also need to remember that we are a people of hope. Hope is such a beautiful word, and this is not some kind of blind optimism, but a hope rooted and grounded in the person of Jesus Christ, through whom, as we love and serve him as best we can, where we are, with the people we have been given, we are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. So to return to my beginning, it's not easy in a way to advertise a God you cannot see, except as we look at the crib, as we sing carols, as we hear the story again, we enter in and discover that the Holy Child of Bethlehem has, when we weren't looking, when we let our guard down, been born in us today. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray to God, who gives us so much and loves us so completely. We pray for Christians in other denominations all over the world, for the work of the ecumenical movement, and for His Holiness Pope Francis, Bishop of Rome, for His All Holiness Archbishop Bartholomew of Constantinople, New Rome, and Ecumenical Patriarch, for the General Secretary of the World Council of Churches, and Bishop Abrahams, General Secretary of the World Methodist Council, and for the Reverend Chris Ferguson, General Secretary of the World Communion of Reformed Churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our diocese, we pray for all those who have cared for or lost loved ones. We give thanks for all those professionals who have looked after us during the pandemic in a myriad of different ways, and for the success of the mass vaccination program. Loving Lord, we pray for all people who have not been able to see their loved ones this year for any reason, illness, distance, or breakdown of relationships. For families who have a loved one stranded abroad because of the work as a lorry driver. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we remember with sadness the divisions of our world, a world not at peace, where people are misused and often scorned. We remember all places where there is war and violence. May all nations come to know the blessings of peace. We pray that we learn to live together in fellowship, to respect our differences. We pray for Elizabeth, our Queen, for her family and government ministers, that correct decisions are made on our behalf. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for this season of Christmas, for all it has meant to so many for so long. For all the people who have celebrated Christmas at St. Mary's Church over hundreds of years. May the reading of Scripture, the singing of carols, the offering of prayers, and the sharing of fellowship convey something of our wonder and awe and love for you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You made the birth of your Son known to the shepherds tending their flocks by night. Ordinary, everyday people pursuing their daily life and work. You made them special representatives of your chosen people. Grant to us the ability to be like those shepherds and rejoice at the good news of great joy, the birth of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for all who give up their time to keep St. Mary's Church looking so well, from fabric to flowers, and for all visitors who have been to this church during Advent and Christmas, that they have renewed their relationship with you. We pray for the work of Relate, and for all who seek their help, and for the residents of Station View. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, look well on those in special need, the sick, the lonely, and the sad, for those whom life is hard at the moment, in particular for those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Martin Hatton, and Ian May, and for all suffering from COVID-19. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those who have died recently, especially those who have died from COVID-19, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, Christina Haig, and Kath Oates. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for the great message of the gospel, Heavenly Father, the glad tidings of your love, the good news of your coming to our world through your Son, Jesus Christ. May that message inspire us again this Christmas time and in the days to come. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Stand. Word made flesh, life of the world, in your incarnation you embraced our poverty. By your Spirit may we share in your riches. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All glory and honour be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God. We give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who for love of our fallen race humbled himself, and on this night was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of your Spirit, and lived as one of us. In this mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused his light to shine in our hearts, to give knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In him we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. Christ is the true bread which has come down from heaven. Lord, give us this bread always. The
body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son shared at Nazareth the life of an earthly home, help your church to live as one family, united in love and obedience, and bring us all at last to our home in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Partakers of the divine nature, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace, proclaim the Word made flesh. Glory, thanks, and praise to God.